Burns is dropped by police chiefs. The Atlanta Constitution, Saturday, 20th of June, 1914, page 2, column 2. Action taken after Chief Beavers, in speech, had denounced the detective's work in Frank case. Grand Rapids, Meech, June 19th. Special. Following a speech by J.L. Beavers, Chief of Police of Atlanta, Georgia, scoring Detective William J. Burns for his work in the Leo Frank case, the detective was dropped from the rolls of the International Association of Police Chiefs, in session here. Chief Beavers called Burns's activities in the Frank case antics and said that he had disgraced the detective profession. No official reason was given for dropping Burns, but it was stated by members of the association that a majority of the delegates informally decided to eliminate him, and to do so, the honorary membership list was revised and Burns's name omitted. Several times during the convention, police chiefs criticized statements which Burns was alleged to have made concerning police methods. His action in the Frank murder case, which he investigated in Georgia, brought forth rather caustic comment from some of the delegates. In addition, it was ordered that all police chiefs, detectives, and other officers who are not members of the association and who use its official insignia on their stationery without permission should be legally prosecuted. Social evil discussed. The convention resolved that cities which found segregation the best method of controlling the social evil were justified in retaining that policy. Papers were read on both sides of the issue, some declaring against rigid law enforcement and others advocating that every law should be enforced by the police, including those against the liquor traffic and the social evil. The convention adjourned to meet next year in Cincinnati. Chief J. M. Quigley of Rochester, NY, in a paper on Police and People, asked the question, "Why are not police officers shown the same respect and admiration accorded the soldier?" "We all recognize that we are not," he continued, "and there must be a reason for it. The fact the police have not always enforced the laws impartially has gained for them the reputation of having other motives than those of justice and a desire for the general good. Where we allow our personal interests to influence our acts, we will not be able to command the esteem of those who have appointed us to be their censor." Officers elected. The association by acclamation today re-elected Major Richard Sylvester, of Washington, D.C., and Michael Reagan, of Buffalo, N.Y., respectively, President and First Vice President. Other vice presidents elected include J.W. Reynolds, of New Orleans, Luffer, Frank J. Casada, of Elmira, N.Y., was elected Secretary Treasurer. Chief Harvey O. Carr, of Grand Rapids, who has been Secretary Treasurer for 21 years, declined to serve as he expects to resign as chief at Grand Rapids. Mr. Carr was elected a life member of the organization.